Good afternoon. Grace McDonald here on the Northern Ag Network with today's Ag Headlines. A grizzly bear has been killed by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department after attacking cattle south of Ten Sleep, Wyoming. Fish and Game invested a report of a cow with injuries consistent with a grizzly attack on Sunday. This is the first true report of a grizzly bear believed to come from the Bighorn Mountains, according to the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Producers who have graduated from a 2 or 4 year college program are eligible for the Farming and Ranching Student Loan Assistance Program. Those that plan to run the farm or ranch for at least the next 5 years and have graduated from a Montana college are applicable for the program that will help with financial aid in terms of paying off student loans. $5,000 to $25,000 is up for grabs through the department, and producers can apply until June 3rd. The Montana Department of Ag hopes that the program encourages the next generation to stay on their family operation and pursue a primary career in farming or ranching. We'll be back with more headlines right after this.
Talking with BNSF Railway, and 2023 was actually the safest year on record for BNSF.
We've been working for years and years to achieve our vision of an injury-free railroad. It is an outdoor sport, and we have to be very careful about where we're putting our employees and what we're asking them to do. And that's why we're so proud that when we closed out 2023, it was the safest year in our 175-year history.
BNSF, the rail industry's leader in safety.
So where do you buy your insurance? Is it from someone who knows your kids' names? What about sponsoring your kids' activities? If you've got home, auto, or crop coverage with Farmers Union Insurance, I'll bet they do. Farmers Union Insurance is proud to sponsor the Montana High School Association. High school sports are an anchor to our rural communities, and you can bet your Farmers Union Insurance agents are right there in the stands with you. Farmers Union Insurance. Member of Summit States Agency Group and your community.
Many agriculture leaders are concerned about the rights that could be lost through the recent rule established by the BLM. There is a large chance that the rule would take away grazing rights, timber rights, and mineral rights for those using federal land. The rule allows their approval of restoration and mitigation leases. Specifically, the rule says who can obtain leases. Montana Natural Resource Coalition Executive Director and Fergus County Commission Chair, Ross Butcher, said that although the BLM qualified counties as cooperating agencies, the BLM has not contacted the counties once. The Southwest Montana Sagebrush Partnership is a group of farmers and ranchers looking to teach the regenerative ag principles pioneered by Gabe Brown. The group called Understanding Ag is hosting a workshop on building profitability and resiliency through regenerating soil health. June 4th through the 5th, growers will join at the Hamilton Ranch Round Barn in Twin Bridges, Montana, to learn about soil health, water retention, animal nutrition, and more. The event is free, so get signed up by giving them a call at 660-2386. From the Northern Ag Network, I'm Grace McDonald.